Welcome to another episode of Frontline Health by CenturionLabs.com. Today, we have a special episode dedicated to raising awareness about fibromyalgia and myalgic encephalomyelitis, or chronic fatigue syndrome, or a little easier for us all to say, MECFS. I'm excited to have you join us today, but before we talk about fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome, remember to subscribe to the Frontline Health Podcast in order to get all the most recent episodes. May is an important month for both fibromyalgia and MECFS awareness. It's a time to educate, advocate, and support those impacted by these chronic illnesses. Today, we will delve into the key facts, latest insights, and ways you can make a difference. As we mentioned, May is Fibromyalgia Month, and May 12th is MECFS International Awareness Day, which coincides with the birthday of Florence Nightingale. And while she wasn't diagnosed with fibromyalgia or CFS in her lifetime, her experience with chronic illness shed light on the challenges faced by many today. According to the CDC's latest estimates, around 3.3 million adults in the U.S. have MECFS, with women being more affected than men. Similarly, fibromyalgia affects about 7 times the number of women than it does men, and roughly 1 in 20 people in the U.S. suffer from this condition. However, many cases remain undiagnosed, which underscores the need for increased awareness and understanding within both the medical community and society at large. Many have been led to believe the two are the same, and while both conditions share many of the same symptoms, like body aches and fatigue, they have distinct characteristics that really set them apart. Fibromyalgia is characterized by widespread musculoskeletal pain, which is often accompanied by fatigue, sleep disturbances, and cognitive difficulties. It seems to affect millions worldwide, yet it remains really pretty much not well understood. And on the other hand, CFS, or chronic fatigue syndrome, is characterized by extreme fatigue, worsened by physical or mental activity, along with a range of other symptoms like pain, lightheadedness, and sleep disturbances. And recent studies have highlighted many, many overlaps between CFS, fibromyalgia, and long COVID, which emphasizes the importance of research and support for those experiencing long-term symptoms post-COVID infection. And despite their similarities between CFS and fibromyalgia, research has highlighted biochemical, genetic, and physiological differences between fibromyalgia and CFS, which really supports their classification as separate conditions. However, that overlap in symptoms underscores the need for really having some comprehensive evaluation and individualized treatment approaches. So differentiating between fibromyalgia and CFS really relies on understanding the prevalence and presentation of fatigue and muscle pain. In fibromyalgia, musculoskeletal pain and tenderness are predominant, whereas fatigue takes center stage in CFS. And it often worsens with exertion, whether mentally or physically. And unfortunately, it's important to note that both conditions can actually coexist in some individuals. So you may have both pieces hitting at the same time. And pathophysiologically, fibromyalgia and CFS exhibit distinct differences in areas like sleep pathology, hormonal releases, and exercise response. And while both conditions remain medically unexplained, there is ongoing research to help improve diagnostic and treatment strategies. So what really causes both of these chronic conditions? While the exact mechanisms aren't fully understood, and we don't know exactly what happens, we do know that it seems to be some kind of autoimmune illness similar to rheumatoid arthritis. And we know that infections such as COVID, mononucleosis, and the flu can help trigger a cascade of immune responses, which then leads to those prolonged symptoms that significantly impact your daily life and mental well-being. Remember that receiving a diagnosis for fibromyalgia or CFS involves ruling out potential causes and meeting specific clinical criteria. While there is currently no cure for either condition, multidisciplinary approaches involving medication, therapy, and lifestyle modifications can help symptoms and enhance your quality of life. Because there is no one-size-fits-all treatment, we know there are certain things that will help, and unfortunately, a lot of it surrounds two things we rarely like to hear: diet and exercise. We know that eating a healthy diet, reducing the use of caffeine, alcohol, and nicotine use, while making sure that you're supplementing with iron, a good vitamin B complex, one that doesn't contain folic acid, and vitamin D, will help give your body the best chance to combat fibromyalgia and CFS. In addition, and while it seems counterintuitive because of the pain you may have, exercise will help reduce pain. And if you aren't sure what to do, find a trainer that may have expertise in training individuals with both fibromyalgia and CFS. If you do these two things, get regular sleep cycles, reduce your stress, whether that's through prayer, counseling, or getting a massage, and then add medicines to help support your body, you'll be well on your way to helping manage your disease. In conclusion, I hope this podcast on Fibromyalgia Awareness Month and MECFS International Awareness Day has provided an opportunity just to increase your awareness and understanding so we can better support those individuals living with these challenging conditions. Maybe even amplify their voices and help us get greater understanding and support so that we can come up with some treatments and diagnostic pieces to help propel them on to even a better quality of life. Thanks for joining us today. And if you'd like to learn more about other health-related topics, you can go to centurionlabs.com or subscribe to the Frontline Health Podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. And remember, go out today and take ownership of your health, because no one cares more about your health than you. Until next time, take care and stay healthy.